This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning.
And I'm John Idsty. The Senate this week takes up a bill likely to prompt the first veto of George W. Bush's presidency. It would relax restrictions the president himself imposed on the funding of research using stem cells from human embryos. NPR's Julie Rovner has this preview.
By Tuesday night, the Senate will vote on three separate stem cell bills. All are expected to pass. Two are intended to provide political cover for the president so he can veto the third. That one originally passed the House in May of 2005. It would, in effect, overturn President Bush's own policy, which currently allows federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, but only on stem cell lines that were already in existence in August of 2001. The president hasn't made any public comments on the issue recently, but he made his feelings about the House bill pretty clear last year.
This bill would take us across a critical ethical line by creating new incentives for the ongoing destruction of emerging human life. Crossing this line would be a great mistake.
Advocates of embryonic stem cell research disagree. They say harnessing the power of embryonic stem cells could lead to treatments or cures for such intractable ailments as diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and spinal cord injuries. Sean Tipton of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research said it quickly became apparent that the president's limits were too tight and the cell lines available were insufficient.
What that is doing is hampering our best scientists. It's forcing the best American scientists to use suboptimal research tools. And we find that policy unacceptable.
With polls showing broad public support, the House passed a bipartisan bill that would allow research on newer cell lines, but still only those from embryos left over from in vitro fertilization attempts. 50 Republicans broke with the president and voted for the bill. It's also supported by many Republican senators, led by Utah's Orrin Hatch. Still, opponents of the measure, like Richard Dorflinger of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, say backers of the bill are misreading the public sentiment.
They're not setting aside the moral issue. If you tell them that there are some avenues that require destroying human embryos and others that do not, they clearly prefer, well, let's exhaust the other means first before we even would consider figuring out whether we have to cross that other line.
Which is exactly what the other two bills the Senate will take up are aimed at. One would prohibit something no serious scientist is proposing, fetus farming, basically implanting an embryo into a woman's or an animal's womb so it can grow to the fetal stage, then aborting it to get the stem cells. The other bill, also backed by religious conservatives like Dorflinger, would expand funding for research to find alternative ways to get cells that can turn into any other cell type in the body. So far, this seems to be a property found only in embryonic stem cells, and so far they're only available by destroying embryos.
And if it doesn't make an embryo, then everybody should be able to support this, and we have a win-win situation for ethics and science.
Embryonic stem cell research proponents like Sean Tipton, however, say while they don't object to those additional bills, they're not substitutes for the House-passed measure.
The other two bills do nothing to move science forward, and we're not going to let people try to hide behind them and pretend like they're for stem cell research when really their vote says they're not.
The addition of the two bills, of course, is to give conservatives something to vote for and President Bush something to sign. But Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette, one of the lead sponsors of the House bill, says vetoing her measure would be a mistake for the president.
It's not like flag burning. It's not a wedge issue. 72% of Americans, including Nancy Reagan and Orrin Hatch, support this bill.
Still, Bush political advisor Karl Rove repeated last week that the president would veto the bill, and he delivered that news in DeGette's district in a meeting with the editorial board of her hometown paper, the Denver Post. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
You can read the stem cell bills before the Senate and catch up on key events in the stem cell debate so far at npr.org.